This is the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending January 18th, 2022. I'm your host, Felix Verrock. Top story this week. Microsoft acquires Activision Blizzard for $68.7 billion in an all-cash deal. This will make Microsoft the third largest gaming company in the world after Tencent and Sony. Response in the Age of Empires community ranged from hopes that this will somehow improve the game to fear that Microsoft tournament money will become less available for Age of Empires. The deal is scheduled to close in June of 2023. Drama in the tournament world as Capoch complains loudly about his loss in Ring of Fire 3. Although he won the original quarterfinal series, his win was disqualified as he and another player violated the global ban on using any civilization used in previous games. He started the replay of the quarterfinals with a one-win advantage, but nevertheless lost the series to Ensberg. On AoE Zone, he called the series a joke, accused the other two players competing against him in the Battle Royale of unsportsmanlike conduct, first for not simply granting him the win regardless, and also for teaming up against him. And he furthermore described the tournament as, quote, the s*** event I've ever played, end quote. Ring of Fire 3 is a 1v1v1 tournament organized by Grathrang. Additionally, Grathrang offered a $100 prize for being closest to correctly guessing the results of the tournament. The person with the closest guess to the winner, the two runners-up, the number of games won by each runner-up, and the total time of the last game will win the prize. Predictions had to be made before the semifinals, which started on January 18th. Modri, the winner of Ring of Fire 2 in December 2020, lost to Joey the Bonkerer in his semifinal series and will not be continuing to the finals. Finals will be played this Saturday, January 22nd. Several product updates hit this week. Age of Empires 4 has provided details on its January patch, which should be available January 19th. Consensus on the patch is that the product is moving in the right direction, but that much more work is still necessary. Capture Age, the casting and spectating tool for Age of Empires 2, also released a new version on January 18th. Most of the changes are improvements to statistics, although they also improved the ability to move about in the timeline in the paid version. In Age of Empires 4 tournament news this week, Los Pollos Hermanos beat Beastie and the Strail Baraz to win Age of Empires 4 Pro League, with White Wolf Palace and Kyo All Fallen running up. Los Pollos Hermanos consist of Spanish brothers Lucifron 7 and Vortex, who are joined by Temista. This 3v3 $18,000 prize pool tournament was organized by Lidicor and Crazini, and was sponsored by Microsoft. Winter Series also finished this week, with Marine Lord beating Vortex to win Winter Series 3. Temista and Hera were runners-up. This win gives Marine Lord a sweep of the series, as he also won Winter Series 1 and 2. Marine Lord also competes in StarCraft 2. His most recent premier tournament result in that game was 4th place in the DreamHack SC2 Masters 2021 Winter:Europe Tournament in October last year. Winter Series is a series of tournaments where the winners get prize money and seeding points for the Winter Championship coming up this week on January 22nd and 23rd. Marine Lord had already qualified for the championship, as he was in the top 8 finishers of Genesis Tournament. The Winter Series is organized by Elite Gaming Channel and Lord Patito, and it is sponsored by Microsoft. The prize pool for the championship is $20,000. Upcoming tournaments in Age of Empires 2 includes the King of Poland. Organized by Piter and sponsored by CryptoVlog, this 1v1 tournament is for Polish players and will be played on Green Arabia only. It is a B-tier tournament that starts January 20th and runs through April. Also, qualifiers for Air Masters Series 1 Golden Cup starts this week on January 24th. Organized by Air Sports, the Air Masters Series is part of the Air Pro Tour. The Golden Cup is the third of seven tournaments used to determine participation and seeding for a global final at the end of the year. This single elimination 1v1 tournament uses Gold Rush style maps only. Registration for the qualifiers closes January 22nd. The prize pool for the main event is $1,500. Moving on to Age of Empires 2 1v1 ranked ladder news, Veleze is currently number one on the 1v1 random map ladder with an elo of 2,554, followed by Sito, Fire, and Capoch. This week, the most popular civilization on the ranked ladder continues to be the Franks on Arabia, Arena, and overall. On Arabia, Britons hold the second slot, followed by Mayans, Magyars, and Ethiopians. On Arena, Britons also continue to hold the number two spot, followed by Turks, Spanish, and Goths. In terms of win rates, Bulgarians take over the top spot from Berbers on Arabia, who fall to fourth. Indians and Franks are second and third, and Vikings tie with Magyars for fifth. Poles continue to lead the pack on Arena, followed by Turks, Bohemians, Teutons, and Ethiopians. In map pool news, the new maps in the 1v1 ranked map pool are unusually well-balanced in terms of popularity. Arabia has declined almost 4 points to 46% of the maps played, and last-placed Socotra is at 6.6% compared to Team Islands having only 2.7% of the share in the last pool. Third-placed Nomad is almost as popular as Arena, holding 11% and 13% respectively. Finally, a big shout-out to the accounts who breached 1700 ELO this week after having played 1v1 ranked multiplayer less than 1 week. At the top is Black from Argentina, who accomplished this feat with two different accounts. He reached 2132 with an 82% win rate as Geralt of Rivia, and is now at 1954 with a 96% win rate as Gerardo de Rivadavia. Jean Jesus from France has likewise quickly breached 1700 ELO, reaching 1,855 in 4 days with a 78% win rate. Also a shout out to the players they beat on their way up. This has been the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending January 18th, 2022. This is Felix Ferrock. Thank you for listening.